This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
It just came to my attention that September is Suicide Prevention Month. So I just wanted to start this one off with the question I ask all the time, which is, what can Flan do for you? Please understand that you may be saving my life by allowing me to be of service. So I'm here if you need me.
What is TWS podcast, episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The ransom, the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like the Neanderthal.
I'm staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn.
Fuck it. Be by myself, big poo, even when I'm by myself. Big dope, even when I'm by myself. Nicolay, even when I'm by myself. My nigga Zoe, even when I'm by myself. Median, even when I'm by myself. Yas Bra, even when I'm by myself. DJ Flash, even when I'm by myself. Yo, fun.
Fuck it. Be by myself, J Flan, even when I'm by myself. TWS, even when I'm by myself. RDG, even when my Ayo, Flan Man for Dolo. Retirement's a no-no, especially when real shit done gone away. Yeah, the dodo. Still flow loco, still the flow's loco. I still rep the DMV, no Romo. Doubt me, then child please, I'm so Ocho. That's my era, you Prescott's a so-so. Y'all don't even left my team with no logo. This is just a glimpse of my life with no GoPro.
Yes! Cut it off, that's my shit!
Yeah. I just wanted to have some fun. That's all the bars I had. I had to throw something in there to cut it off. Anyway, how y'all feeling, man? Welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, Jay Flan, representing the White Pants Society. And thank you for sitting through that. And I don't know. Whatever. All feedback is welcome. Anyway, I'm a washed up rapper. I'm retired. I'm done. Regardless of what the bar said. Yeah, man, I just wanted to be upbeat, start something a little upbeat. I went like back and forth with the music that I was going to use for the episodes. I usually come up with like an idea for what I want to talk about, and then I started looking for music, and I realized it was Suicide Prevention Month, and then like a lot of the music that I was looking at as far as the intro for the episode was, I don't want to say dark. I think it had uplifting messages, but I don't know. I think it might have just lended to that general sense of malaise, if I can use that word, that people might be experiencing. So I thought, let's just have some fun. Like, you know, yeah, let's have some fun. Let me get back to something I love, which is, you know, music and making music. As much as I love it, I'm done with it. So, you know, please don't ask like when the album is coming out, or there's a part of me that wants to do a project just so I can say I did it, so I can scratch it off the bucket list. But there's a large part of me that has no interest in getting back into music as a job or a profession. It is a hobby at best. And I may write like 6 to 8 bars every 6 months. So, the idea of like having to put together, you know, 10, 12 songs is exhausting already. I'm tired just thinking about it. But anyway, man, another freestyle episode, another late episode. I apologize. I think, you know, I'm going through a lot of what everybody's going through right now, just trying to find motivation, you know, to do certain things, and trying to find stuff to talk about that's just not going to, you know, drag me back into these horrible pits of depression. I want to remain consistent. I want to continue to do this because I love doing it. I enjoy doing it. I enjoy talking to you guys. And that's all I'm doing it. So, yeah, I'm late. Better late than never. But we're just going to freestyle an episode. We're going to talk about whatever. I guess a few things happened over the past week that have given me something that I think I can discuss. No update on Chef Elise and the food truck for this week. They went out of town. My daughter and my ex-wife went out of town for my ex-wife's birthday. She went to the beach. My daughter got to see the beach for the first time. I have to admit that, you know, like getting the videos of her at the beach and seeing her, you know, see the water and waves come in for the first time, you know, without me being there, it did kind of, it got to me. And I ain't gonna say I'm over it, but I'm happy that she got to have that experience. I would have loved to be able to have the experience with her, but, you know, I have to accept the part I played and that not being the case. So yeah, no Chef Elise updates this week. We didn't do any baking or any recipes. I think we got baked mac and cheese and blondies on deck for this week. So next week, I'll let you know how those things turned out, but expect them to be dope because she is dope. My little girl, my sweet pea. Other than that, tried to, you know, trying to keep up with my fellow podcasters and the dope content that is put out there. A lot of good stuff. I even, you know, went out and bought myself some Tiff's treats based off of Drea's point of view a few episodes back. I think I'm a few episodes behind right now. I need to get caught up. My apologies, Drea. But I'm working on it. it was actually your podcast that hit me to the point that the fact that this is Suicide Prevention Month. And I felt like, I feel real fucked up for having no idea that this was Suicide Prevention Month. But now I know. The more you know. I kind of wanted to talk about that. And then also I listened to another podcast, the Odd Tales podcast. I sat in for their live stream and checked that out. And they talked about, you know, some therapy and some mental health things. So those are both subjects that are very near and dear to my heart. So I figured I'd share this week. If I could talk about anything, I could definitely talk about those. Is it kind of weird that, like, finding out that Suicide Prevention Month is this month? Like, I don't know. As a suicide attempt survivor, if you didn't know, I think I've talked about it several times on the show. It felt like it's my month or something. Like, I don't know. I got a sort of sense of pride out of that. I guess, you know, surviving it, still being here is something to celebrate. I'm not sure I should be celebrating the month, but I'm being open and honest about how I feel about things, which is one of the things that keeps me going these days, is being able to be open and honest. And Audrey's podcast with Marco, shouts to Marco and Audrey. It was a dope show. They talked a lot about, you know, therapy and things like that. And that inspired me to do the show this week, because this show for me is a lot of my therapy. Like, you know, someone commented before that, you know, when you listen to some of my episodes, you hear the wheels turning, you hear me trying to figure things out. You hear me, going through the process of, I guess, developing opinion on the fly. And that's, I think that's dope, because that's really what's happening. I hope nobody takes the things I say as fact. I don't even know them to be fact. Most of the time I'm figuring it out as I go, but that whole process is what I wanted to share with people. I wanted to make a safe space for people to be able to have thoughts and ideas that may even sometimes seem controversial or offensive to others, but be able to, like, talk it out, to have that conversation so that it doesn't just sit and become this thing. You know, I think there's so many of society's ills right now could be solved in like 5-minute conversations, but we're at a point where people are so afraid to even admit that they think something, because you can get canceled for not condemning something right away. You can get canceled for wanting to wait for more information. You can get canceled for all kinds of things. It's created a space, I think, where people are afraid to even have opinions or to even express their real feelings on things. And I think that creates more of the problem, you know, when like, when racism and some of these other things are like hidden feelings or hidden emotions, when people can't say it so that maybe they can get the rebuttal, maybe that rebuttal or that piece of information that they didn't have, may change that feeling for them. But if they never have a space where they feel like they can have that conversation and ask those questions and say those things and express the way they see something, then the opportunity is lost to kind of figure out why they feel the way they do and maybe express to them a different perspective. So a lot of what I do on this show is just offering my perspective and not in an attempt to change, necessarily change the way you feel, but just to provide that extra piece of information, just a little bit more information, you know. You see it however you see it, and this is how I see it. And, you know, one day I'd like to have this to be more interactive where I get to receive information from you guys. You know, I'm always asking you to correct me on something or to tell me the truth about something. And I appreciate a lot of you guys. I've got, especially on my pronunciation of things, I've gotten a lot of people to reach out and let me know when I mispronounce something, because I don't know a lot of words. My vocabulary is not that great. I got to stop doing that. I got to stop demeaning myself. But anyway. But yeah, I mean, that's what I do. And this show is very much therapy for me. I was just doing a guest spot on another show about mental health yesterday. And yeah, she asked me the question about like, is having a podcast or doing a podcast therapeutic for me? And it absolutely is. I think, you know, I titled this episode, I Talk to Myself. Because, yeah, at least for 30 minutes a week, I do it way more than 30 minutes a week. But for 30 minutes a week that you guys are aware of, I talk to myself about myself out loud. And sometimes just saying something out loud, like, changes the way you perceive it. Like, you can be deep in a story in your mind and you can, and it all makes sense in your mind when you're telling it to yourself in your head. And the moment you say it out loud, even with an imaginary audience, it can change the way you see it. It can change the way you interpret it. That happens so much on this show. There's so many times that in the past, because this is unscripted, but in the past where I've sat down and I've tried to write out a script for what I wanted to talk about, and I had all these points in the script as I'm reading it, you know, sounds dope and so many jokes and it's funny. And I'm like, yeah. And I get, you know, in front of the mic and I start saying these words and it's like, nah, that doesn't make sense. That's all bullshit. Like, that is crazy. Fuck is wrong with you, man? You know, and it's really, you know, me talking to myself, about myself. It sounds crazy when I say that. Like, I talk to myself about myself out loud to an imaginary audience. It sounds like the craziest thing in the world, but it's been one of the most beneficial things for my mental health. So I thank you guys for listening. The few of you that do, I ain't gonna go there. But I thank you guys for listening. I thank you for all your feedback. Positive, negative, it's all constructive. It all helps. Yeah, you know, just to get deeper into it, like, I do a live stream with another one of my friends. Like, yeah, so many opportunities and things are jumping off. Like, I've done more guest spots this year than ever before in my podcasting journey. And then I have friends that are, you know, are getting interested in wanting to do these things. And so now I'm doing, like, I do my own live stream on Tuesdays, which you can check out. And then I do another live stream with a friend of mine on Sundays, Alexander MF. And we talk about, you know, different things. And, yeah, I was doing that live stream with him and I was explaining to him, like, from a mental health standpoint, how this podcasting has shown me so much about myself. Like, I literally have these two personalities, and there's a whole transformation that takes place, prior to me, you know, getting behind the mic or getting behind the camera. You know, there's Jared, who very few people know, probably if you, like I said, if you go back home to DC and you talk to friends and you ask them about Jared, you're going to get a lot of who? Like, there's a lot of people that have no idea, like, what even my real name is. Like, I'm Flan in a lot of situations. And so there's that guy. And then there's Flan. There's J-Dot Flan. And there's, like, in preparation to do this show, there's a whole transformation that takes place. Pardon my phone. Shouldn't have had it right there. Put it on the floor. Anyway. There's a whole transformation that takes place. Like, no matter how many times that day I've already done it, before I record, I take a shower. I wash my hair. I put on cologne and like beard butter. Like I smell good and stuff when I'm doing this. Like I have to get into character. I get some caffeine. I listen to music. The whole reason why there's music at the beginning of the shows is like me coming in to music and me either like singing along with a song or doing bars like I did earlier today. Those are whole things to like get me in the mindset of laughing at myself or just laughing, getting, you know, a little more joyous and encouraged. And then, you know, that whole persona is able to come out. And as much as it is a part of me, you know, it like they've those two pieces have really gotten like segmented. J-Dot Flan is the narcissist. Like he likes to talk about himself, and he talked about himself quite a bit. And then, I mean, if you go back and listen, and this is a shameless plug, go back and listen to the 175 episodes of the What Is TW podcast, What Is TWS podcast that are out there. If you go back and listen to some of those episodes, there are times where you can hear me, you can hear Jared and J-Dot Flan talking, you know, arguing with each other. Like Flan will say something crazy, and then Jared to come behind him like, dude, you can't say that. Like, that was crazy. That was fucked up. I'm sorry. You know, like you can sometimes hear the two personalities play off each other. And as insane as it sounds for me to be sitting here talking like I got two personalities, like the awareness of it is important. The awareness that they're, you know, these two pieces of me, and is very important. And I'm merging them as much as possible. You know, I'm trying to be some of what Flan is in Jared's life. And, you know, and I don't know. I don't know if Jared creeps into J-Dot Flan's life very much, because his life requires him to be him. This is sounding insane, but this is my therapy, man. This is my therapy. I'm not two different people for real, but I do have personality traits that I load off on the other dude, because they're not useful in my everyday life. But whatever. This is what it is. This is what it is. I think it helps to talk and to talk out loud and to say things and to express yourself in whatever way works for you. So maybe it's not talking out loud. Maybe it's music. Maybe it's art. Maybe it's poetry. Maybe it's, I don't know, athleticism, sports, whatever it is. I think we all have a thing that, you know, we can use to express ourselves, and getting things out, like not holding things in, and not letting things fester. To me is so important. I talked on the guest spot I did yesterday about trauma and playing the pain Olympics is what I call them, where, you know, we compare our pain to other people's pain, and we sometimes devalue our own trauma. You know, like if I say, like, if you're in the emergency room because you got a cut, and then you see somebody come in and they got shot, all of a sudden your cut doesn't seem as important. But if you don't take care of that cut, you know, it can turn into something way worse, something maybe more lethal than that gunshot wound. Maybe that gunshot wound is superficial. It'll be all right with a couple stitches. But if you don't tend to that cut, lose your whole arm or something. I don't know. It's a wild metaphor. I do this. This is freestyling. We freestyling tonight. But, you know, your pain is your pain, and you got to address it and heal. And And I just want to express how important that is. You know, I didn't realize it's Suicide Prevention Month, and so much in my life has changed in the almost 2 years since that incident. And, it's amazing to me. Like, in that moment, I couldn't see how I was going to survive another day, another couple hours. Like, I didn't see how I was going to make it any further. And now I've made it, you know, more than a year and a half beyond that. And it's just, you know, it's amazing. You don't have to always know how it's going to work out, but if you can hold on to hope that it will, and you know, if you're in a situation where you don't see that hope, I can hold on to it for you. I can be here for you. I can believe for both of us until we can get you there. But it can, and it will get better. It will. We can survive it. If this pandemic has taught us anything, it should be that, you know, we can survive situations that we didn't think we could. We can thrive in situations where we didn't think we could. Our track record for survival, if you're listening to this right now, your track record for survival is impeccable. You've not fallen yet. Or if you've fallen, you've gotten up every time. If you're listening to this right now, you're undefeated. You know what I'm saying? You're undefeated. You can't be stopped. You can be slowed down. You can stumble. But you get back up. And that's the kind of hope we have to hold on to in situations like this. It's kind of the hope we have to hold on to in moments like I experienced. I do this podcast to try to share that, to try to share what I know, what I believe, to let people know that it's not abnormal. Like, people go through this stuff, and you're not alone. I think that was the title of Dre's Point of View podcast this week. You know, you're not alone, and you're not. And I know a lot of times it feels like, you know, yeah, you may have experienced something similar, but you don't know exactly what it's like to be me. And I don't. But I know that, like I said, if you're listening to this right now, then your track record for survival and coming through things is impeccable. 100%. And just like you survived all those other situations, you can survive this. I promise you. And if you can't believe it, I can believe it for both of us until we get you there. So yeah, when I say what can Flan do for you, I'm dead serious. Never believe that you're a burden or inconvenience on people. I promise you that there are people out there that need you as much, if not more, than you need them. And you asking for help could be saving somebody else's life. You could be helping someone more than they're actually helping you. You know, every time I tell my story, or every time I talk to someone about, you know, recovery related things or mental health related things, in order for me to explain it, I have to understand it. And so every time I try to explain it, it furthers my understanding of the things I need to do to get better and to be better and to survive and to maintain. So I mean, it's a blessing for me anytime I get to talk to somebody about these kind of things. So if you ever need to talk, you're only doing me a favor. Absolutely. But I don't know. You know me. I don't like to get too deep or too much into the emotional stuff. I wish I had something more funny to talk about. I'm playing fantasy football again this year. That's a horrible segue, but we're going to do that. I'm in two leagues. There was a league that auto drafted. I didn't realize I was in it. And so it auto drafted yesterday. And that in the past used to be something that would have fucked me. I would have been like extremely hurt and depressed that I missed the opportunity to do this the right way. And now I was going to have to spend like a whole season, playing from behind to try to catch up and rebuild this team. And saying it out loud, like I said, it sounds like the dumbest shit of all time. Like, was I so upset and so emotionally wrapped up in something that I is no not even money on the line in these leagues that I play in. So there was nothing on the line, but it meant so much to me, but I would take it to heart so much. And this, you know, this year is it's an opportunity. It's a like I just want to have fun. I just want to have fun. And life can be fun. It can be. It can be tough. And it was tough getting those videos of my daughter at the beach. But I'll have my time with her. You know, it's my sweet pea. It's my little girl. We're going to bake this week. It's going to be all good. And I don't know, man. I guess that's all I got. Yeah, fantasy football. I'm doing it again. I took like 3 or 4 years off. You know, I used to do like 6 leagues. Man, I'm a serious fantasy football player. I keep telling myself if I could put the focus and attention I put into researching and building fantasy football teams into anything else, I'd be super successful. Like if I could just translate that fantasy football drive into the stock market, I'd be rich beyond my wildest dreams. But I can't. I can't. So yeah, man, I'm rambling at this point, but I just wanted to talk to you guys. I wanted to talk. And I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you guys being there. I'm gonna do more shows this month, probably more, you know, on mental health and things like that, because it is a topic that's very near and dear to my heart. And I'm reaching a space now, which is pretty cool, where, you know, I get to talk about it more and people are asking me to talk about it. And I'm doing these guest spots and I'm able to, you know, to share my story with people and to share, you know, the things that I've learned in this past year and a half. And that's super dope. And I never would have imagined any of that, you know, a year and a half ago. I never saw the possibility that everything that had happened to me could be used for good. You know, when I was in that hotel room by myself, making the decisions that I was making. So you don't have to see it. You don't have to know the plan. You don't have to understand how it's going to work out for it to work out. Just hold on. And if, you know, if you ever need help believing, I can do it for both of us until we get you there, and we will. But, with that said, I had planned to play like this, clip from a De La Soul song. It's not even from a song. It's from an intro. Jill Scott does this whole thing that like makes me cry every time I listen to it. And sometimes I listen to it because I don't know. Fun fact about Flan. I feel like there's a muscle that you got to know how to use in order to cry. And I don't know how to like trigger that muscle. Like I feel like I want to cry and don't know how to make the tears like come out. And so I like use this intro to this De La Soul album because it makes me cry like every time. And so when I feel like I need to get some emotion out, like I'll play it because that somehow triggers the emotion. It's weird. I'm weird. We're all weird. We're in it together. Stay connected. But yeah, that's I apologize, people. I apologize. This was for me, not for you. I love y'all. But until we speak again, be safe, be light, and love each other and hang in there. All right, let's rock out.
And we fly too. As though our world's crashing down. We can't forget to breathe through this now. We live through the ups and the downs. It'll get better. It may seem like our fight.